Now batting for the Brewers Radio Network, play-by-play announcer Lane Grindle.
First pitch to Ortiz is hammered out to left center field. High and deep and way gone for Joey Ortiz.
On Wisconsin's Afternoon News.
Hey, how about those Brewers? They've won five of their last six. They're at 500.
Yeah.
You hear them on the call. I know. We're jazzed as hell. Lane Grindle. Hey, buddy.
Hey, what's going on?
Man, what a great homestand. That was good stuff. And Lane, I'm encouraged by something Pat Murphy said. He said, we're not even really playing good baseball. That speaks to the grit and the grind in this team. Would you agree with his assessment?
I think there's some truth in that for sure. I don't know that they've had that complete game. Yesterday might have been one of the better examples of a complete game where the offense got things done. They pitched really well. The bullpen, you know, took care of business as they needed them to. So when you look at the first 10 games of the year, I don't know that there's a ton of those games in there. But what they have had is some guys really step forward on the mound during this homestand. It was not just something they hoped for. It's something they absolutely had to have. And it's happened. Chad Patrick, of course, maybe the headliner of that. But Freddie's been the ace you needed him to be. Tyler Alexander was phenomenal. So that's really great. Chris Hook is so undervalued, if that's even possible to be with Chris Hook. But the Brewers have one of the best pitching coaches and just one of the best pitching factories in the game in terms of pitching coach and just the team of individuals that help develop these arms. And they're as good as there is in baseball, and it's showing again with all these injuries that they're finding a way to keep the Brewers above water. But offensively, look, Terang's been phenomenal. Frelick's been phenomenal. I think Garrett Mitchell is starting to show you what he's going to be able to give if he can stay healthy. And of course, Jackson is just a special, unique talent. So I think there's a lot to like in what we saw in this homestand. And I think this team's going to get healthier, and I think they're going to play better. I would agree with that. And when they do, they could really get on a roll at some point this year.
Okay, so the Brewers acquired the right-handed pitcher, Quinn Priester. What do you know about him?
Well, Quinn Priester was a first-round pick in 2019 by the Pirates, and the Brewers have seen him a couple of times. He hasn't really put it all together in the big leagues yet, but he has big velocity, you know, like mid-90s velocity for a starting pitcher, and he has a curveball that gets really good reviews. So the Brewers have had very good success at finding guys like this and getting more. Quinn Priester clearly has a high ceiling. That's why he was a first-round pick. That is why he's gotten himself to the big leagues, and that's why some of those, you know, metrics I just gave you in terms of what his stuff plays like are encouraging. Can the Brewers find a way to maximize his ability and turn him into a quality starting pitcher? We're going to find out. What they do have is a great opportunity for him. They have a real need for innings right now in that rotation. The Red Sox didn't have an opportunity for him because they went out and they traded for Garrett Crochet and they extended him. And they have a very deep rotation that's healthy right now. The Brewers don't. So they can give Quinn Priester innings. They can work with him on how he wants to sequence his pitches, usage, and all those types of things, and try to get more out of him than maybe the Pirates or Red Sox have been able to do. And the Brewers have a pretty good track record in that. So we'll see what they can do with Quinn Priester.
Lane, are you at the racetrack? Are you on the back of a motorcycle? What's going on there?
I'm driving to the airport. We're getting ready to fly to Colorado.
He's
so
burning rubber, John.
You know, these drivers in Milwaukee get a little...
That's true.
every once in a while. So, yeah, but we're safe. We're safe. We're hands-free.
Hey, quickly, we've got less than a minute. Denver, how much do you like Denver? Is Denver a fun city to stay in?
Yeah, I like going to... I mean, the baseball's tough sometimes, right? Because of altitude and it plays differently in that ballpark. But I love Coors Field in general. Even if the Rockies aren't playing well, they always draw well. The people are super into it. And I really enjoy going here. This will be a fun trip. I love getting back down to Arizona, even though it feels like we just left. That's always a good part of any road trip, too. So this is a good first. I know we were in New York, but I kind of consider this the first road trip, if you will. And so this will be a good first road trip and a good test for the Brewers. The Diamondbacks are really good. And I don't care, good or bad, the Rockies are always a challenge in that ballpark. They're really hard to go in there and win. And it always is very taxing on your pitching staff. And that's something the Brewers are grateful for Grant Anderson's two innings yesterday and an off day today to go into this series, because they're going to be a little bit more rested up, and they needed to be going into this series.
All right, Lane Grindle. Hey, Lane, a little bit of a tease for everybody. We're going to play a great segment that you and Levering had talking about Bob Uecker and bacon. We're going to play that coming up here, I don't know, about 40 minutes or so. So thank you for that story you shared yesterday.
Absolutely. We had bacon in the booth, and I looked at Jeff, and I walked over to the microwave, and I go, just because. And he knew exactly what I meant, and he knew exactly what I was about to do, and that was burn the crap out of the bacon.
Have a great trip in Denver, Lane.
You bet. Thanks, guys.